Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And Bob, it's all about the Red Hot Chili People this week, man. We're going to be in a little chili cooking contest here in a week or two. And we got to go redeem ourselves, brother. It's chili season. I can't wait. We've already had a couple conferences where we were ciphering up our chili, and we're going to talk a little bit about chili today. But I'm Jop. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Thanks, Jop, and welcome. Thanks for taking a little time to listen to this smokiest show on the radio. Whatever station you're listening to has a lot of class if they're airing this show, so support all of their sponsors. And thanks again for taking a little bit of time out of your weekend. It is the Red Hot Chili Peoples, and we have definitely got to go and throw down on this thing because we won that thing a few different times, and then we fumbled and fouled, and we just bailed out for a couple of years. So
right.
We got to come back in, hold our heads high, and put up a show. But it's the Ada Lowell Ada Beer and Chili and Beer Festival.
Right.
So, but before that, we have a longtime sponsor in the studio, the head brewer for Schmoes, Gabby. How are you, Gabby?
I'm good. How are
you? I didn't put your last name on here. Do you want to use your last name?
Sure. It's Gabby Palmer.
All right. Palmer.
Yep.
Like an Arnold.
Correct.
Oh. And she Arnie. And she brought her great Scotch ale. Tell us about this.
It is a strong Scotch ale, sometimes called a wee heavy, and it is has some peaty smokiness to it. It's more malty than hoppy.
Okay.
So on the sweeter side, something that you would want to sip by a fireplace.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yep.
It's
a
definite sipper. Enjoy it. Yeah.
I think I will right now.
I can feel the fire right now. I think you've tweaked this recipe.
I have. We added a little bit of peat smoked malt.
PDQ?
Peat smoked malt. So in a Scottish ale like this, you're going to be malt forward, and your
Correct.
Hops are going to be pretty subtle.
Yeah, right? It's only 39 IBUs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And what's the ABV on this?
It's right around 8%.
That's wee heavy.
There we are. Yeah, a wee heavy. That's exactly right.
I happen to be a Scotch ale.
Oh, I thought he was going to say I happen to be a wee heavy.
I happen to be a wee heavy too. Oh, he got his second jab in before 5 minutes. I happen to be a big fan of Scotch ale, and they're all over the map.
Oh, they are, yes.
I'm very disappointed in a lot of them.
Well, some of them are, instead of being wee heavies or strong Scotch ales, some of them are 60 shilling or 90 shilling, which means that they're lighter gravity.
And too sweet.
Oh, sometimes. Yep. Sometimes they could.
Or too hoppy.
Yeah, and you definitely don't want a whole lot of hops in a Scotch ale.
This is
They're
so
not meant
balanced.
To be
it's beautiful.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoy it.
I do. And
you know what, Bob? I think this would be this is a winter beer where you're just sitting back in a cigar with this around the campfire. That's got to be just an amazing combination. I know you're a cigar guy. I'm not, but
yeah.
You know, this being our beer of the week, it made me think of Siciliano's. They sell cigars in addition to beer. This is direct from Schmoes. Do you bottle this, Gabby, or is this just in the tap room?
No, we bottle it, definitely.
All right. So you can find this in local stores. What's the official name of the beer?
Kiss My Scottish Arse.
There you are, right there. And
well, just bottle up a couple extra cases. We'll be by.
Right, yeah.
Just stop by the tap room. We got them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Now, Schmoes, you've got an anniversary coming up.
We do. December 17th, the Schmoes Brewery will turn 15 years old.
Wow.
So you guys were making beer before it was cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's I don't know how many hundreds of microbrews there are in Michigan, and you know multiply that by a zillion over the United States. But when Schmoes opened up, They took over from a brewery that didn't make it, and 15 years ago, and now, you know, here we are.
Look how many have come and gone.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's a real testament to the Schmoes brand and the beers you make. So let's talk a little bit about, other than the Scottish Arts, what can I find in the tap room?
Right now we have, well, we have 16 taps.
Okay.
One of them is our root beer. And then we have our standards, which are our Hop Knocker Imperial IPA, our India Pale Ale, our Michigan Hands Pale Ale, which we've redone that recipe for using all Michigan ingredients.
Oh, nice.
So all Michigan-grown barley. It's malted in Michigan. All the hops are grown in Michigan. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking to Gabby Palmer from Schmoes Brewing Company, and she brought in a little Scotch ale that is, I mean,
beautiful. Spot on, baby.
Beautiful. Just
spot
beautiful.
On.
Cheers to you.
Yeah, thank you. And other than our mainstays, which are our cream ale, our amber teas, a nice amber ale, and our Treasure Chest ESB, our seasonal brews, other than the new Scottish ale, we have our Coconut Crusher Toasted Coconut Stout. Our Jack.
And some people, millennials in particular, love that beer.
Oh, I love it too.
Coconut stout.
It's like dessert in a glass.
Right.
A little Almond Joy.
That's exactly.
So Gabby,
what it
when
like.
I've had that in the past, and mm-hmm. I will disclaimer, I'm not a big coconut fan. It's not a flavor I like, but it always had a little oily feel in my mouth. Is there coconut oil in that, or is it just an extract, or how does that work?
It's just a toasted coconut.
Okay. Okay, so it's real. You got real coconut in it.
Oh, yes. I put 20 pounds in a 15-barrel batch.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Or 25 pounds. Yeah, 25 pounds.
I'm trying to think of something that I can jab you on the oil
bother.
In your mouth.
Don't bother. You're still a wee heavy.
Oh, he's going to take shots at me now. He's lost some weight. Finally.
Exactly.
It does feel good to lose weight,
When you lob them out there, though, I got to hit it.
It does feel good to lose weight, though, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And I feel better.
Yeah, good.
Right. There's less of me to love, but some think that that's okay.
It is. So you talked about the ESB and the amber.
Mm-hmm.
That ESB is a staple.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, extra special bitters. Explain that to people who maybe have never had an ESB before, because I think that's one of those beers that you guys really hang your hat on.
Yes. In fact, we won a gold medal at the 2017 U.S. Beer Open Championship.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Yeah.
With this beer. And an ESB is basically, it's an English ale, which is malt forward. Even though it says extra special bitter, it's not really that bitter.
No. But it's not as hoppy as it would lead you to believe.
Exactly. Yes. It's only 42 IBUs and about 5.6% alcohol.
So people are listening all over Michigan and out in New Jersey. So let's say you're not living in Grand Rapids, but you're up north somewhere or in Lansing or whatever. You come into Grand Rapids and you stay on like 96 to 28th Street on the east end of Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
Get off there. You're just like a street or two west on a street called Patterson.
Correct.
Just head north a block, and there's Schmoes right there. It's an unassuming building. It's kind of an industrial park, so don't be looking for like a flashy bar. There's no dancers or anything there. But there's some great beer on tap there and a really friendly crowd. You can have free popcorn and just make yourself at home.
Well, Bob, there's a lot of people that come in and play hockey.
Yes.
Right at Patterson Arena.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
next
right
door
next
to the
door.
Arena. What better way? Son, you had a great game. I only saw about the last 2 minutes of the third period because I slid over to puck dropped. I went over to Schmoes, had a couple beers, and came back just in time because the game's last a little
exactly.
over 2 hours,
yeah.
right?
In fact, we have a lighted trail that runs from the parking lot at the ice arena to our beer garden, and there's a gate
a
there.
A lot of kids abandoned at that ice arena.
And then a lot of the kids stop by after the game for root beers.
Gabby Palmer, Schmoes Brewing Company, cheers. Here's to you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on a great brew.
Thank you very much.
Kiss my Scottish arse.
Gabby, thank you for coming. Coming up next, we got Andrew from the Ada Chilean Beer Festival, and Bob and I are going to throw down, and Andrew's going to tell you where it is and why you want to come join us. Stick with us. We'll be back. Tell me how to paint the bells you got along. Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys. Build or redecorate with composite decking by TimberTech. Now through July 31st, you can save an extra 5% when you purchase both your composite decking and premium deck railing from Standard Lumber. TimberTech decking starts at $1.75 per lineal foot and is available in many styles and finishes. Visit your local Standard Lumber location for details and enjoy the outdoors on your new redecorated deck. Check them out at standardlumber.com.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Back, you listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Hey, you've got one last chance. It's this weekend. On Monday, the contest closes, but Standard has that Tired Kitchen contest where you can go to standardkitchens.com and look for the Tired Kitchen link. And all you got to do is throw a picture of your kitchen or two, and write a little bio why you need a new kitchen. They're giving away $5,000 worth of cabinetry for first place and $3,000 worth of cabinetry for second place. You can get a huge jump start on your new kitchen by at standardkitchens.com in the Tired Kitchen Contest. Check it out. It closes on Monday, and then they'll be drawn a winner, and we'll announce it next week. So
awesome. Thanks, Jop. I don't think I qualify because I have a brand-new Standard Kitchen.
Yep. And, we kind of did that.
It's gorgeous. Yep. It's gorgeous. And I also have appliances to die for from another sponsor, Garrett's Appliance.
You do?
And I was just using that beautiful Thermador range last night, and I'll tell you
what. Thing's a beast.
My daughter, Emily, and her husband, Matt, are up, and, of course, Maggie and her husband came over, and that kitchen is where we are. It's so big now, and it's such a great place to hang out in that it's really nice to just have, I mean, that giant built-in refrigerator. It's just full of food.
Right. Yeah. Oh, it's good stuff, man. We had a lot of fun with that, didn't we? Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Well, speaking about a lot of fun, we've got a little chili contest coming up in a week, right, where Barbecue Bob and I, we kind of came in, we lit it up. I think we took the first year, we took like second or third the second year. We rebounded and won it again in the third year, and then we had a resounding flipping flop.
And then we bailed the next year.
Then we bailed the next year. So here we are in year five, and joining us in the studio, we have Andrew, who is the chair of the Ada Chili and Beer Festival. It's in Ada, Michigan, on the east side of Grand Rapids. We're going to be doing it on December the 7th, and all we're doing is saying, hey, you got to come out, because Andrew, tell us a little bit about this event, why people want to come out and check us out.
Yeah, this being the sixth year, tented event is a big piece of it because we want people to understand we know the elements in Michigan and how they can turn quickly. So we'll have just under 20,000 square feet of tents, that people can
heated too. By the way,
it gets warm.
Yeah,
in there.
You don't get cold there at all.
You do not.
It's quite cool.
It is, and we have we'll have 24 breweries this year from all over the state.
That's really growing.
It is, and we'll have 42 chili makers, both professional and open division, and you guys know that as well as anybody. So this year, unique to this year, that we haven't talked about is we're bringing in Copper Craft Distillery, West Side Distillery.
I see that
this
on
year.
The floor plan.
Yeah, and we're excited about it because not everybody's beer centric, and we understand that. We have ciders again this year, Vandermill being one of them, and you know, bringing in Coppercraft is a big deal for us.
Where are they from?
Holland. They're going to make we're having a really unique black barrel bar. We're calling it. It's an outdoor. It's basically a modified Airstream that they made into a bar outside.
Now this is in the parking lot of a church.
Correct. This is yes.
Wait, it gets better than that, Bob. This is a fundraiser.
Fundraiser for the church and the Ronald McDonald House. Exactly.
Yeah. So you know how we worship, right? Yeah, I mean, there we are. We are excited about this.
Yes. And we're glad to have you guys back.
Right. Now, the community church in Ada is a very contemporary church, and I've had the pleasure of sitting through the services. The pastor are a husband and wife team, and they're just fantastic, and they're great members of the community, and this is the kind of stuff they do. Hey, this is outreach, man. Yeah. You know what? We're going to do a great event. Nobody's going to get hammered and, you know, get in trouble. This is a great outreach for the community. We have a little chili, a little beer, some Coppercraft, some cider. This is just a fun event, man. And you got to come. So let's talk about tickets and stuff. And how do people, when does it happen? How does people get there?
Yeah. So you mentioned it December 7th, a week from today, will be the event. It starts at 11 a.m. and goes until 4 p.m. There just happens to be a parade that precedes us, the Tinsel Treats and Trolley Parade in downtown Ada, and it actually ends where we begin.
Strategic.
I don't know how that happened.
Strategic alignment there.
Worked out really well.
You said that so it flowed. Your second scotch, and you said Tinsel Treats and Trolley.
It's a tongue twister. But so we have an early bird special, 20% off tickets. The standard next Monday will be five tickets for $10 or 15 for 25. But right now you can get them for 20% off online. We have a Facebook page that you can go to and buy your tickets now.
Right. So what is that Facebook page? Is it just Ada Chili and Beer Festival?
Correct. Ada Chili
easy.
Beer Festival. Simple.
Easy. So when
That's
I
so
get
clever.
A ticket, when I get a ticket, you guys, okay, we talked about this. You got 40 chilies, or how many was it?
42.
42 chilies. You got the breweries. You got the cider, and now you've got Coppercraft.
Correct.
There, what does a ticket get me?
Yeah, so usually it's two tickets per 4 ounce pour, so you can go around the whole event, try a chili. If your flavor's one, you know, chicken chili or beef oriented, doesn't you know, or veggie. I mean, it just depends on what your flavor is. Usually 2 to 3 tickets per pour is what you'll get.
Okay. And then chili? Is the chili free?
Chili's the same. Nope, chili's the same.
Yep. So they're going to be collecting a couple tickets. So
correct.
You probably want to do that 15 for 25 deal.
Correct.
Yeah.
That, get a hold of that. And it's 15 for 20
I'll tell
if you.
You
do it if you do it now.
Correct.
So
the people that have come to see us over the years, I mean, we've invited friends and family. I've
sure.
met great memories of my kids and their friends and stuff wandering around to there, and they're like, I wish I would have come earlier, you know, because they didn't come early enough, and it was over with too soon for them. That's how much fun they had. They just didn't want it to end. Ends at like 3:30.
4 o'clock. Yeah. It's a great social event. It's a great community event. Everybody loves it.
Gates open at 11?
11 a.m.
Yeah.
And it's for a good cause. Ronald McDonald House of West Michigan and the community church.
Right.
It makes it more impactful.
And I would say, in as much as, of course, we'd like another trophy, at the end of the day, there's a lot of great teams there. We've come to be friends with them.
Right.
You know, it's all – we want to win. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. We'll be sporting our two trophies, right? There's only one other team that's that good there, right? And maybe we'll just go throw them an elbow or something in there. No, but I remember this team shall remain nameless. Okay. But I remember there's a gentleman there that makes his chili with Velveeta cheese. And the one end of his table collapsed, and his chili slid down the table and hit the pavement and turned over, and it was like lava.
Yeah.
It was just going out of there, and he quick like picked up the thing and it goes back into the pot. Man, I was like, wow, that's some crazy chili. So you're gonna see any kind.
Yep.
There
might be
is
a little
what
gravel
I mean.
In that one.
Right. Yeah.
Chickens loved it.
Yeah, but speaking of gravel, our friends at Gravel Bottom will be there. They're set up right next to us, so we might be having some of that too.
Yeah,
but,
and beer infusion is a big thing for some of the chili makers. So.
Right. We're in the open division, Bob. We're not in the professional division because we're really not professionals at anything.
Not at anything.
But
especially radio.
Right. But we're gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna bring back our award winning recipe, and we're going to throw down.
Well, I've
bit.
Got a secret that we're going to do to it, and here's what we're going to do.
Oh, that's right. It's a secret. Oh. Andrew, tell us where this is happening. His physical address, if somebody wants to find
it.
Yeah,
so
it's at the community church,
community
right?
Church, 7329 Thorn Apple River Drive, I believe it
is. Okay, if you drive down M21, just look for the giant massive cars and a giant tent and smoke and people everywhere.
Right.
And just park at the first place open because that's going to be the key.
Right, yeah. But anyway. Hey, we're really looking forward to being there. Bob and I are going to show up about 5:30 on Saturday morning, and we're going to get it going.
Yep.
And we appreciate you coming in and telling us all about this, and we're looking forward to hoisting a trophy. I hope you hand it to us.
I will be handing it to you. So thank you guys very much.
All right, Andrew, thank you. Coming up next, we're going to be really kind of getting in a little bit of a chili recipe. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the grilling guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Bob, we didn't dive too deep into our chili recipe for this Ada chili cook-off.
I blame the Scotch Ale.
Right. And I don't think we're going to dive real deep into our chili recipe because our competition might be listening.
Because they're so inclined. Right. The purse is so big.
Right. It's huge. No. But I'm really looking forward to this next weekend. It's a fun event. And if you've got time, Ada is right on M21 on the east side of Grand Rapids. Wherever you're listening, come down. I know that last year or a couple of years ago, my cousin from the Lansing area heard us on the radio talking about this and came over and spent some time with us. Just a lot of fun. It's a great Saturday drive, 11 to 4. You get to try some wonderful chili. You get some great beers. Now they've got Copper Craft Distillery there. You got Vandermill cider, whatever your poison is, man, get after it. But that's on Saturday, December 7th, a week from today.
Pearl Harbor Day.
Right, 11 to 4. Good time. There'll be plenty of chili. Bob, we're bringing 10 gallons.
I know it. That's going to be a trick.
Right.
So one of the chili styles that you can do is Cowboy Rob's Cowboy Chili.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't say Rob Russell without,
right,
I guess, saying that he's been a friend of mine for, I don't know how long, 10 or 15 years, and, at least longer than the show's been on, right?
Right.
And Rob is the guy that taught me so much barbecue out in Kansas City. He was with a company I was with years ago, Ace of Hearts Barbecue, and we repped and promoted barbecue across the country and traveled together, and he introduced me to Dick Vermeil and so many people. And Rob is terminally ill with cancer, and he has just been brought to hospice. So I guess
he's fighting the fight.
We
say a little prayer for Rob.
Yeah,
yep.
The fight's almost over now. There's just no way he can recover. So we will not have Rob Russell on our show anymore.
Yeah, it's a shame because he's been a huge part of our history.
Yes.
And especially early on, we relied on him a ton. When we were developing content and we wanted an expert, right? That knew what he was talking about, that could impart his knowledge on our listeners.
Well, I guess the point is he's just a wonderful person and we're going to miss him dearly.
Right. Here, little toast to Rob Russell.
Yeah.
Grilling Guys toast. And Rob, our hearts are with you, brother. And Godspeed. So Rob has a chili recipe, though, that we've emulated. And, you know, and there's no specific recipe for chili, right? You make it by taste and
yeah,
you go. But
yeah, the one
but the
he
foundation
did,
of this is.
Well, the one he did was called a cowboy chili. And that was, it's on our website, thegrillingguys.com. And you can go up there and just punch in cowboy chili and on the search bar, and you'll get the recipe right there. And it's a cool style. It's kind of a Tex-Mex, but it's very specific, and it uses all pinto beans. And it's a very Western style chili. I think the kind of chili most of us in the Midwest make is all over the place, because I taste chilies like you do all over the place, and everybody kind of has their thing. But you just check out the recipe online. I'm not going to elaborate on it. But I think most of us would make something that we'd call like a Tex-Mex or a kind of a standard chili, which is kidney beans, right? Instead of pinto beans,
right?
And that cowboy chili is a little soupier. I make mine a little thicker,
right?
So anyway, I like to mix it up, and I like some pinto beans. I like some Great Northerns or some navy beans, some light and dark kidney beans. So I like to see some color in it, just like
black beans are good in there.
Black beans are good always. Yep. But another chili style that I think a lot of people really have gleaned onto in the household is white chili.
White chili usually is a poultry derivative, right? So you can do it with turkey, and you can do it with chicken. I think a lot of people use skinless, boneless chicken breasts in that. But I know, the thigh meat, because it's more flavorful to me. I don't think it's any worse or better for you. It's chicken, right? But if you can cube up some thigh meat, it has more flavor.
Yeah, or you can just grill it and then chop it.
Right, yeah, exactly. Because you never, that's a great point, Bob. You never want to put raw chicken in your chili hoping that it'll cook enough to be ready, right? We're always using cooked chicken in our white chilies to make sure that you know, it's not going to break down. You're never going to get it that hot where it's going to break down. And so chunked up chicken breast or thigh or whatever is great.
So I'll give you my 30-second speed chili for dads or moms. If you got to make white chili, if you want to make something good for your kids, when I was a young dad, I'd get home, I'd throw the frying pan on, I'd throw the heat on it, I'd put a big pot on the stove, throw the heat on it, I'd start chopping up onions, pour oil in the pan, I would dump the beans, a bottle of those Great Northern beans, in the pot, I'd fill it with water, pour it in the pot, and I'd start the beans getting hot, I'd dump a bottle of salsa in the pot. And in the meantime, my fry pan's heating up. I'd have the onions in by now, sauteing them. I would dump a pound of ground turkey in there, saute them. I'd get some cumin, garlic, and all this stuff. And I'd have that turkey sauteed and browned in about 6 minutes. Now the beans are heating up. The salsa's heating up. And I'd take that all that olive oil and turkey and slide it right in that pot. And about by the time I got to that, it was just about starting to bubble a little bit. I'd throw my pound of shredded Monterey in it. I'd stir it in, shut it down, and put a lid on it. That's a 20-minute meal. And I'll tell you, my kids went nuts over it.
Well, there's a lot of good things in there, a lot of great flavors, and you don't have to labor over this, right?
That's a 20-minute chili for any of the moms and dads who have to feed their kids quick. Green chili.
Yep. You like this. I've never made it, honestly, so I don't know. I can't speak.
You've been to
it.
Colorado.
Well, yeah.
You didn't have it there?
No.
New Mexico?
No.
Oh, you ever been to New Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but I'm not.
Southwestern Colorado in particular, southern Colorado and northern New Mexico, they grow the hatch chili.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they make a chili out of it, and you basically you smoke a pork butt, and you put a bunch of these chilies in there. There's no beans in it. And that's what you're prejudicing. It's missing the beans. It looks weird, looks wrong. There's tomatillas in it. There's
another green
cilantro.
Vegetable, right? Another
it's
green
a beautiful
vegetable.
Green chili.
Right.
And it's fantastic. I'll tell you what is really good on a nice omelet.
Ooh.
You make a chorizo cheese omelet with some peppers in it, and you pour this on top. Oh, it
those
is,
hatch peppers are a hot pepper, right?
They're
but they only come from that little geographic region.
Yep.
In southern Colorado, northern
you
New Mexico.
You can get them. They sell the little cans of them in Meijer.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Huh. I've never had them.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
Wow.
And then another one is that you know I'm a big fan of is Cincinnati-style chili.
Right.
And if you're ever around the Cincinnati or Ohio area, you'll see a bunch of these Skyline chili franchises. It's very, very popular. It reminds me of Chick-fil-A. When you walk in, there's a bunch of nice kids who are really happy, and the place just buzzes. But more importantly, Cincinnati chili has like cinnamon, chocolate, mm-hmm. and flavors in it that don't really come out, but yet there's this really cool flavor.
Makes
that's
it complex.
It's so good.
Right,
yeah. It's so good. You just you have to love it.
Yeah. Well, there you are. There's several styles, and I'm sure we've only scratched the surface on those. But coming up next, I think the seasoning in a chili is a huge, huge piece of what makes a great chili. And we're going to dive into some of the seasonings that we might use in our championship chili. Stick with us.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com. Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys. I'm Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studio. Bob, we've been talking about chili, and we talked about several versions, but the backbone, the absolute backbone of chili are the spices that go in there. And the fresher, the better.
What are those to you?
I've got a little bit of cayenne. I've got, obviously, chili powder.
You say cayenne. So how are you going to add cayenne? You're going to buy the bottled up?
Well,
pre-mixed?
Because we season with vegetables, too. And a cayenne is a pepper, and it can be dried and ground, and that's your cayenne powder.
Is that your default?
Yeah,
for
right. I mean,
it's mine.
Yes, and I'm not gonna. I mean, next Saturday, without exposing all of our secrets, we're gonna use fresh peppers, smoke them down, and use those flavors in our chili rather than.
Well, you just gave away the whole thing.
Well, but we didn't say which one. Right.
Just
but
kidding.
My point
it's
is
no
is
big
that
deal.
This
it's
is
honestly no big deal. There'll be a lot of great people there. Maybe.
Right.
And I've noticed over the years, more and more guys are bringing smokers,
right.
by the way, after
exactly.
we took enough trophies.
Right. Yeah.
There'll be a parking lot full of them. Now.
Right.
We're
so,
screwed.
But it's that fresh, that
yeah.
impactful flavor that you can't get out of a powdered seasoning.
So what, again, are your default?
I'm onion powder, I'm garlic, I'm chili powder if I don't use fresh chilies, right, in that, salt and pepper, Maybe a little paprika to get some smoky flavor, but we build our chili on a smoker.
Yeah, paprika is redundant.
Right.
And then we're making our own.
Right. And then the now we make a chili with sirloin steak. We don't do it with ground beef.
Right.
It's diced quite small, so you but I like, and this is a terrible term, but I like the mouthfeel of the pieces of steak in there rather than ground beef.
Trying not to throw up.
It's just good, man. Okay, yeah, well. All right. Here we go. So now, Bob, it's your turn to talk.
Okay.
Caught him off guard.
Sea salt, pepper, garlic. A little cumin goes a long way.
Yeah.
Onion, I like to use fresh onion. I don't like onion powder.
That's more on the meat.
Chili
peppers.
The
onion powder is more on the seasoning on the meat for me, but I agree with you. Fresh onion in there.
Yeah, I don't even – for me, I look at a piece of meat and I see salt and pepper, maybe a little garlic, and – actually, I love Lowry's garlic salt, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. It's one of my – I go through tons of it. But a little bit of that and some crushed pepper and make – grill your meat up or, in this case, smoke it up. But when it comes to the different types of peppers, I think the wider array of peppers you use, I don't know, to me, it just makes me happy. I don't know if it's better or not. It seems to taste really good. People like it.
Here's the deal. Like everything we cook, you see it with your eyes first, you smell it with your nose second, then you taste it with your palate on the third. So if you can use a variety of the colored peppers,
yep.
Bell, right? But, I mean, you got the yellow, the orange, the red, the green. But that all shows up, and it's just it's like you're anticipating it when you see it, and then there's all kinds of what I would call the hotter peppers that are in there. But they all seem to be a little bit green
yep.
in nature.
So other than the banana peppers.
Right.
Anaheim, poblano. I will also hit the Mexican markets. I'll go to Supermercado on right. 28 on South Division.
Mission, yep.
And I'll get a bunch of these dried peppers, and we'll crush those up and put them in.
Right. And maybe reconstitute them a little bit with a little bit of moisture.
I don't do that. I know a lot of people do it. There's generally enough juice in that chili. That
yeah.
It does
yeah, yeah.
reconstitute them. But... one of my favorites is the Anaheim and the poblano. Those two in particular, and another one I can't think of right now. Serrano,
right?
I love Serrano peppers. They're not really hot. They're kind of hot, but they're just got a great flavor. A pepper with a great flavor is a habanero. Right. They're just so bloody hot.
Right.
But the flavor is phenomenal, unlike any other.
Yeah, you don't need a lot of that in your chili.
You can't.
You want just a taste of it.
No, you will hurt people. I guess that those are kind of the pepper styles that we're going to hit. The peppers.
Let's talk about preparing a pepper, because you just don't throw it in there, right? You got to work with your pepper a little bit. You want to strip the seeds. Maybe you want them in there. There's some fibers inside that you might want to strip out.
What are they called?
If you roast them, then sometimes you can scrape the skin, scrape the meat of the pepper out of the skin. Maybe you want it in there a little bit. It's that whole texture.
I think the whole pepper story is very cool. And I don't remember when I ever first read this, but I printed it off because it's easy to forget. But the Spanish conquistadors soon became aware of culinary properties of chilies, and they brought them back to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the conquistadors that discovered them in South America and Central America, along with cocoa and her girlfriend, and potatoes, sweet potato, tobacco, corn, beans. They brought all this stuff back to Europe, and I mean, it made it all the way to Asia, because you look at any Asian food, they're using a ton of cayenne. Well, that didn't come from Thailand.
Right.
So I don't know. I think the pepper is I think there's 150 different varietals of peppers.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. So I say bring more of them into the party, and just know what you're dealing with. And Jop started talking about stripping the placental fiber or the seeds out. And you knew I had to say placental fiber.
So did everybody else if you've ever listened to this show.
That's where a lot of the heat is.
Right.
It's not the seeds. It's in the fiber. So if you want to control your heat, get the flavor, take the fiber out of it and the seeds. And you can,
and if you, you roast your peppers before you put them in your chili, you're gonna cook some of the heat out of them.
And then of course jalapenos. We didn't even mention that.
Right. Yeah. Those are a staple, right? I mean, I have those in my refrigerator all the time because I use them to cook with, but I use them as appetizers. And if you if you're good at cleaning a pepper, you can make them very easy to eat.
Yeah,
very easy to eat. But
and then
you know what? Peppers.
And then if you go to the bathroom right after you're done doing that,
right?
Yeah.
Fire.
You will have a different seasoning.
All right. Well, well. Speaking of all of that, it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man.
Today's man law is, if you're cleaning your peppers, wear rubber gloves, because sooner or later you'll be going to the men's room.
That's right. Don't need any hot pepper on your hot dog. I get it. I get it. You know, don't rub your eye. Don't rub your nose, because that will light you up. And you just don't want to do that, man. You just don't want to do that.
So let's talk about the tomatoes' role in chili.
Huge to me.
Yeah.
Huge to me. And my chili, in my mind, has a few different types of tomatoes in it. Not varietals, but cuts. You got to have sauce, right? And I like diced because that creates volume. But then I always want a can or two of stewed, which are the bigger chunks in there. And I don't necessarily throw them on a board and chop them up. I don't like a. I don't like it much bigger than maybe a marble, and maybe to, I don't know, a ping pong ball size. I don't want a giant mouthful of tomato because that's all you taste, but right. I do like some bigger chunks of tomato
so
in
So maybe
there.
A food processor would be a great thing to bring with us next week.
Well, I mean, I don't want to hit it and puree it because I like the texture. Again, it's this whole thing of maybe the third bite I get has got a big chunk of tomato in it, but that tomato is so seasoned so well because it's been in that chili for hours that it's like, ooh, that's a good bite.
Now, what I used to do is go to the supermarket and buy their old tomatoes and peppers and roast them.
Mm-hmm.
But Meijer in particular doesn't sell them that way anymore. They have a different scheme for it. So if you have a supermarket that will still sell you the stuff that's close to extinction, those are your best tomatoes and peppers to use for roasting because the flavors just concentrate as that vegetable matures, and for roasting a vegetable that's all that concentrated, you just maximize all your flavors.
You've all been to the market and you saw the green pepper that's a little bit, the skin on the outside's got little wrinkles.
Perfect.
On it. That's
perfect.
The one you want.
Yep.
Okay, if you're going to roast it and put it in chili.
Yep.
Right? I mean, if you're going to make it in a salad, probably not. But
all right, and coming up next, it's that time of year for Alan Bob's Ice Night Spectacular. Stick around.
Are we losing touch? If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
This is Job from The Grillin' Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Back. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for sticking around for the final segment. It is time for a little hot information about Alan Bob's Ice Night. Jop and I are going to be out there, and with me right now in studio is Scott DeVries, the fishing master of Allen Bob's.
Well, thank you, Bob. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Longtime friend too.
Yeah. We've got the ice fishing kickoff coming up next Thursday night, December 5th from 6 to 8. Got a lot of in-store specials. Got you guys there grilling up some fine food.
It's fun. We do it. We do it every year.
Yes, we do. And guys,
you get a big crowd.
Oh,
and is there any charge?
No.
There's no charge.
Free of
charge. It's crazy.
And I've got the Michigan Ice guys there, and they'll do a little talk on, you know, the basics of ice fishing, the safety, and then they'll go into a question and answer period. And you know, everybody will get a chance to shop afterwards, and it's a good time.
It is. You get a huge crowd, and they get discounts that night only.
Yeah. Yep.
And so, like, if a guy likes fishing but he's really never gotten into ice fishing, you could set him up with a basic little package, and he could get in as cheap as...
I will have a whole... Well, as cheap as you want to go.
Yep.
I mean, that's...
It doesn't have to cost a ton.
No, it don't.
Like you need a bass boat.
$20, and you've got a rod reel, and you've got a little ice jig.
So if you've never done ice fishing before, you could sit down there, have some fun, have some great venison...
And walleye.
Yes. And Jop and I work really hard in the back to make sure.
Oh, you guys, nice. I'll tell you what, you guys are the hit of the show.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's because you keep us in the back.
Yeah. That's why. I mean, I've had guys calling for a month wondering if we were going to do this again.
Oh.
That's how much fun they have.
Great. It is. It's so cool. And it's rewarding for us because a lot of them are listeners to the show. We get to finally meet people that, you know, you only think you're talking
yes.
to. And it's
yep.
nice to put a face with somebody who's hitting you on Facebook or whatever.
Yeah, you guys with your cooking do a great job. And Chaz and his crew, the Michigan Ice guys, they do a great job. I mean, they answer questions. They stick around till the end so you can talk to them in private. You don't have to be in front of the whole public to ask them anything.
Yeah. Make sure they bring some Kiss My Scottish Arse because it is phenomenal.
Okay.
Abby has played with the recipe a little bit. And it is just phenomenal.
Okay.
We had it earlier.
Yeah.
So give us the date again.
December 5th from 6 till 8.
Okay, so that's Thursday night.
Thursday night.
And it's at Allen Bob's new location, the new big improved, where is it?
510 68th Street Southwest, right next to 131.
Yeah.
On 68th
Yeah,
Street.
It's on the 68th Street exit.
It's
on
right
131.
Behind, it's right behind the Marathon gas station.
Yeah, and it's Millbrook Tack and Allen Bob Sports.
That's correct.
Huge, huge store. If you haven't been there yet, this would be a great excuse. Maybe your wife wants to get into ice fishing like
That's
I
correct.
Did with my wife last year.
I have many.
I took my daughter, her husband, and my wife. We had a wonderful Saturday on the ice. And she said, I think I'd like to do that again. So yep.
I have many women that are coming into the store right now that are ice fishing people. I mean, ice fishing persons, I guess that's the correct
yep.
term, right? Yes, and they're getting right into the ice thing.
And if you have a pop-up deer blind you're not using, you could take that out. You
that's
wouldn't
correct.
Have to buy one right
that's
off
correct.
The bat.
You wouldn't even have to do
All
that.
All right. Scott also, DeVries, Allen Bob Sports, Thursday night. Come and visit him. Get his autograph while you're down there. Catch it while you can. Thanks for joining us this week. It's the Grilling Guys. See ya.